At least once a month, Auk Bay Elementary School teacher Allie Smith takes her second grade class outside to walk on the trail behind the school.
You have 8 minutes to do some observations. Go. Make sure you can see an adult the whole time.
The students run around the trail, carrying journals to take notes and draw pictures. Each time Smith takes her students outside, she gives them a task. She's sent them on a hunt to find various colors in nature. Recently, she posed the question, is it winter or is it spring? Today, Smith lets her students come up with their own questions. She gives them an example. What would blueberry bushes look like right now? Some students have decided to focus on that question.
That part is called a bud. It's turning into green, right? So what would come out of that bud? What do you think?
A blueberry.
Okay, so draw what you see and then write down what you think.
Miss Smith,
okay?
Look.
After 8 minutes, Smith calls the students back into a group to see if they answered their own questions. She asks for volunteers to share.
My question was, will I find any pussy willows? We found the bushes, but we didn't find any.
Smith started teaching at Auk Bay 10 years ago and has always taken her students outside. She says nature can really hook students into learning.
I think it's really important for kids to get comfortable with being outside. And I also want to help foster that inquisitive attitude towards learning and nature. And I think that being outside and seeing the natural world around us can really help kids formulate questions and hypothesize.
Smith says different students have different feelings about nature. She has one student who was scared to go outside. Others think it's too much work. But she says these attitudes tend to change over the school year.
It kind of depends on what kids' exposure prior to coming to second grade and coming to the trail has been. I feel like the general trend that I've seen over the years is that the more kids come outside and do these activities, the more they notice and the more comfortable they feel.
Sean Isley says that's extremely important. Isley is executive director of Discovery Southeast. One of its programs sends naturalists into third through fifth grade classrooms for hands-on science lessons and field trips.
There's so many wild areas in Juneau that are right next to the schools, and so it's really easy to get kids out there. And also, by going through the classrooms, we get to reach all those kids who might not otherwise get outside.
Isley says Discovery Southeast receives several nominations for the inaugural Discovery Award, which is meant to honor educators. Discovery Southeast will send Smith on one of its three teacher expeditions, which are continuing education classes. Smith has chosen to spend a week in the Juneau ice field. For the rest of the nature walk, Smith gets the class to be silent for a few moments, which, as you may imagine, is tough to accomplish with 22 second graders. They observe what sounds they hear. They check the outdoor temperature and then play a version of hide and seek, where some students are hawks.
I think I saw Xander, somebody in green.
Before becoming a traditional classroom teacher, Smith got her undergraduate degree in outdoor education at Northland College in Wisconsin. She's always observed nature. But she says by bringing her students outside with her, she's taking an even closer look. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.